Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Thanks to Warralili, this game brought to you by Warralili, the UDIA National Award-winning community. Our number one ticket holder, Warralili, and great to have them as a part of season 2020, our truncated season 2020 on K-Rock Footy and the Ponds and Norlane Hotel, and also Team Tyre Power before the bounce. Adam Skrobalak, the St Kilda midfield coach, is on the line and has been kind enough to join us. Of course, a name well known to plenty of K-Rock listeners. Adam, I'll start off with you with the ISO question. Have you grown a beard, shaved a beard, shaved your head, got new tattoos? What have you been doing in the isolation?
All of the above, I reckon, Koza.
no beards here. Just glad to be back into it. Obviously, got back to the business down in Geelong while the time was... Well, we couldn't do much with footy, so it gave me an opportunity to catch up there. But now we've been back for a few weeks, it's back into it full on.
How have the Saints approached it, you know, coming back, managing to unify the group again, try and get back into the season for 2020? How have the Saints approached it?
Yeah, well, first of all, the players have come back in really good condition, so that's made things a fair bit easier. We didn't have to spend a couple of weeks on sort of topping up and getting them back to a level where they should be. They come back in really good condition, so we could start pretty much right from the start, building on our game, and obviously from round one, you know, that loss sort of left a bit of taste in most people's mouth. So we've been sort of trying to rectify that and go about our game and keep on improving.
Scribe, Chuck Berry upstairs, mate, good to speak to you again. I've got to take my supporters hat off on Saints games and be a commentator, but I will like to just ask about Josh Battle. I thought he was outstanding last year, developed enormously. What's going on? Why can't he get in the best 22?
Yeah, g'day, Chuck. With Josh, he's probably been thrown around a little bit. He's sort of come to the club as a forward, and then last year played down back, and this year he's played a little bit of a swingman. He's played a little bit down back, a bit on the wing, a bit on inside, and a little bit forward. So he's probably just struggled to find his spot. And obviously, with Dougal Howard coming in, Cal Wilkie sort of stepped up a little bit as well, and Jake back to full fitness. It's made it hard to get that extra person in to really, level out our defensive line.
Forward or back? I'm listening to what you're saying there, and I've been looking at the lineup and preparing for tonight. As you say, there's some options, and when Jakey Carlisle's there, I mean, is he going to be a swing man? Can we use him at either end? He spent most of the time in defence last year. Shouldn't say we.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you shouldn't, but we'll take that. No, Rats definitely sees him as someone that can play multiple positions, and the game's heading that way a little bit as well. And with the shorter quarters, sometimes you might need someone to spark. So we'll send him forward. As I said, he's played a little bit of wing, and he's done some tagging jobs at training for us as well. So he's actually building his game really well. And I think that's probably a sign of, really where we're at, that he is struggling to get a game. So I think it's a good problem to have, and he needs to fight his way through.
No, good sign when good players can't get in. And, you've been in a variety of coaching stints and led the Dolphins down there, and then you've been the ruck coach at the Saints. I think you're now looking after the midfielders. But I wanted to ask you about the ruck. I mean, Rowan Marshall impressed us all last year with his development. I know he started his football as a forward. Paddy Ryder comes into the lineup. What sort of percentage, Scrobber, can we expect from those two guys working the ruck?
Yeah, they'll probably go 50-50, and we'll mix up depending on who we're playing. Obviously, we played Goldstein in round one, and he probably got the points over the two. So, this week we've got a young ruck in Tim English. Yep. So we'll try and work him over a bit, and, over the two rucks, they'll probably play 50%. They can both play forward, but there's going to be times, Paddy's a little bit older, he might need a rest at times as well. So we need Rowan to keep getting time there to keep developing, but at the same time, there's massive strength in having Paddy in there, especially with his centre bounce work.
Adam, how are you going? Tom Lonigan here, mate. I just want to ask about Max King and how's his body tracking. Obviously, a really promising player. Missed a lot of last year through injury, but everyone's talking him up, and seeing his brother last night play, I think Max will enjoy playing under the lid here at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah, g'day, Tom. Big King, he's done well. He's still a kid. He's developing, obviously, come off an E. And, probably his brother playing some good footy's put a little bit of pressure on him, but the glimpses we've seen of him, through training and even round one to some extent, it's really, really promising. I think Saints supporters could be really happy with the way he's going and what he's going to turn into. He just needs to keep working and working on his craft. And Brendan Lade is the forwards coach, and he's one of the smartest coaches getting around. So he's going to develop very well with him. And obviously, Jared Ruffett's down there as well. So he's got the right people around him. He just needs to keep working hard and get game time and continue to develop.
Adam, what did you do in lockdown? Did you? What was your go-to in lockdown? What kept you? What kept the hair sort of blowing back?
Yeah, I own a custom sportswear business based down in Geelong. So I got back there and worked on some sales and marketing and even hit the tools on the machine a few times. So, yeah, it gave me the opportunity to get back and work on that.
So what are you busting out down there? What are you producing?
Well, we manufacture in Geelong. We make all football apparel, so football jumpers, netball dresses, basketball. We actually manufacture in Geelong. So it's exciting to be a Geelong manufacturer and an Australian manufacturer. But it was good to a little bit of time to get back and take care of that. But clearly missed footy and wanted to get back as soon as we could.
So, Dad, were you on the sewing machine, were you?
I wouldn't go that far. I was mainly on the cutting machine, but just really keeping things in order. You know, obviously the government chipped in quite well with JobKeeper, so it enabled us to sort of continue to push through. But, you know, unfortunately, at times we had to let a few people go just because of the current climate. But the business has come through nice and strong.
Back to the footy, Adam, if you could for a moment. I know Benny likes what's been going on in isolation, but... Round one, North Melbourne, it seems like a year ago, to be perfectly honest, and a game that St Kilda should have won, in my opinion, watching the game, frustrated on the couch. The goal kicking has been a problem for a long time, and I'm sure you're not going to hide behind it. No one means to miss them, but is there someone? Is Benny Dixon still there, or is, you mentioned Brendan Lade, is Ruff doing any work, or does the goal kicking become an individual sort of craft for each player to go through?
Yeah, it's obviously a mix. Like Brendan Lade oversees the forwards, but Ruffy's been doing most of the goal kick, and it's definitely a priority. As you said, like no one means to miss, but you know, when there's a bit of pressure, there's a bit of talk about it. One guy misses, there's a bit of scoreboard pressure, then the next guy misses, and it keeps building. We just need to get it sorted because at times it costs us games. So it's a scenario we're putting a lot of work into, as we are in a lot of other areas, but we just need to improve on it, and to be honest, we'll become a better side once we do.
Adam, good luck. We'll let you go. We know preparations are early. We're less than an hour away from the bounce, so we appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy, and good luck to the Saints.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me, and good luck with the call.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.